As you travel the world, you become aware of the magnificent achievements in all these different countries, different civilizations, different customs and traditions. And the more you come to know them, the more you come to admire them and respect them for what they have done. So we're so thrilled that together we can learn from each other and enrich each other's lives and learn more about how to make this world a better place. When I look at the Amway business, I don't know if there's any organization in the world, none certainly sponsored by governments, that are developing the close relationships between individuals that are going on in this business right now. It's magnificent. You and your daily operations are down there where the rubber meets the road, one-on-one, changing lives. And that's what Amway's all about. We didn't realize that when we started, by the way. We were just trying to make a living, just like you were. We were just trying to put together a little organization. I remember Tom McMerhisen said, someday you're going to do $100 million worth of business a year. And I laughed and I told Tom, I said, cool it, man. Don't make big statements like that. And here we are talking in terms of billions of dollars, way over half of which comes from the international part of our business, which shows how far our reach has gone. I want to talk about the foundations of Amway, what we call the cornerstones, the pillars, and along with many others, but I grabbed a few of them that were important in from my perspective and Jay's, that we would together say, these are the cornerstones on which we built the business. And the first one of those cornerstones is that Jay and I and our families, and I can't speak for everybody because that's a personal matter, but I know Jay and I, and I know our wives, we believe in God. And therefore we believe, and that was the starting of the business. We believe that every human being on this earth is created by God. That we are not accidents. And therefore that every human being has meaning and purpose. And we should treat them as children of God and hold them in the highest regard. That's the foundations of this business. And so when we first sat in the basement and talked about this business and talked about starting Amway, it was built on that faith in people. At that time in the United States, World War II was over. And, you know, I'm going back to 59 when this started. There were, socialism was still moving in the world. The wall was still up. Russia was moving all over the world. The problems of the world were mounting. Tension between two nations were at a high level. I mean, all these things were happening. But it didn't change our commitment. You know what we said to each other? And I remember Jay saying it. Yeah, but people really do want to work. They aren't looking for some way to get through life without working. They just want to work in something meaningful and something that'll pay them well and support their families. They aren't even asking to get rich. They just want to take care of their families. And so we said, let's go forward. Because others said, socialism is the way of the future. Capitalism is dead. But we said, no, because that doesn't relate to the human spirit within each person. And that's the foundation on which we built. Believing that we would find people in this country at that time and now all over the world who just want a chance, an opportunity. They aren't asking for any favors. They're not asking for any cheap tricks. They're not asking for any handouts. They're just saying, give me a chance and I'll show you. And that's what you're doing. And so, you see, you've got to understand, even though it's a little new to some of you, that the principle and the foundation of the business is built on this great respect for you as a person, that you are created by God and in His image. That's how we started this business, and it was with that belief that it began. Well, that's pillar number one. The second pillar of the business was products. I know a lot of times we get busy selling the plan, and we kind of say, oh, the products are good, and we'll give you your money back if you don't like it, and, you know, we just slide by on it. But Jay and I have watched thousands of people attempt to copy this plan with crummy products, and they all fail. We used to keep a catalog of them. We don't even keep track of them anymore. But all you got to do is listen to some of the pitches you've heard. Other companies come along. Oh, this will make you look 29 years younger tomorrow. And this will do this for you. And this will cure the whooping cough next week. And this will help you lose weight tomorrow without even trying. And you just listen to the parade of things that you have come along. But none of them had the research, the claim structure, the guarantees, and the quality that goes into the product. This plan doesn't work without quality products. And in all our early days, Jay was always banging away. I was out busy trying to get the business going. You know me, I'm a little more on the aggressive side. And Jay's sitting there banging away and making sure the product is right and the quality is right. And that we had something unique to offer so that it offered fair value. So the second pillar of the business is product. The third pillar, but it revolves around the fact that when we started, we decided we needed a cause. Now, that was just, you wouldn't think a company would start with a cause, get some products, and you get some salespeople, and you go out and sell it. But we knew, because of our years and experience selling Nutrilite, that if we didn't have a cause to hold us together greater than ourselves, a purpose for being in existence, then we probably wouldn't make it. In Nutrilite, the cause was that we were helping people feel better. We were getting them better nutritional health, and that's what kind of bonded us. And so when we sat in the basement and talked about it, we said, what's our cause going to be? Some of you think, well, it just happened that Free Enterprise came along and we talked about it. That's not true. We decided that would be our cause. Free enterprise was very unpopular when we started Amway. Socialism was the wave of the future. Capitalism was dying, they said. Free enterprise was dead. And we went like I think the governor was talking about. We decided to go into the face of the wind. And we said, we don't believe it. The achievements of the free enterprise system around the world, where there are good examples of it, continues to outperform any other economic system known. And so since we'd started in Nutrilite and our cause was helping people have better nutritional health, we talked, what kind of a cause are we going to have? What are we going to represent? And we just sat there and said, we're going to stand for free enterprise and capitalism. That's going to be the byword of this business. That's the flag we're going to wave over this business. That's going to be our rallying cry wherever we go. I remember years ago, Jerry Dutt asked me to come and make a talk in Akron, and they were going to get a high school auditorium. We thought that was big time stuff. See if they could fill the gymnasium or something. Probably wasn't even that big. And I said, "Well, Jerry, shall I tell you about the business, how the plan is?" Or just, he said, "No, don't do that. No, just come back and sell us again on what the free enterprise system has done. Tell us again about the progress of America against those countries of the world that have practiced socialism. Remind us of the reason we're together and why we stand together, because there's so much at stake." So we dedicated ourselves to the cause. And about now, you know, I'm beginning to hear some of you say, why in the world is he talking about this stuff? I know that. Well, some of you may not know that those were the binding factors. But you see, I know that tomorrow you're going to be out there listening to somebody laugh at you. When you leave here, you're going to be back out there again, finding all those people poking fun of you again. You got to know that you are into something far greater than anything they can even gather in their mind. And you got to find a way to make them become a part of that, to where they feel that they are worthy people. And that's really the key. People have said to me, "What is your job?" To me, I'm a cheerleader. So I thought you were president of a company or something. I say, "Yeah, but that's not important. I just go around and cheer people up. I encourage people. I run around, slap them on the back, tell them they're great. I love them. You can do it." So that's all I do all life, and I've done pretty well doing that. And maybe there's a few miracles as to beyond that why this business grew. We know there are. But it was built around that thing of building people up. And that's what the free enterprise system has. And that's what's gone wrong, is that people lost confidence in themselves. And that's what we're doing, isn't it? A crusade of reminding people of how great they are. And that they can do far more than they'd ever thought they might do. Well, my fourth one is to own your own business. That's a pillar of the business. I know it's just kind of incidental over there, owning your own business. I'm going to get in the Amway business. No, it's not getting in the Amway business. It's getting in your business that counts, with a company that can support you and back you in the development of your business. And that's one of the many other things we talked about. All this happened in the first few weeks that Jay and I talked about doing this thing. How powerful is this idea of owning your own business? Most people we grew up with were looking for a job. Most people today say, "We're going to get a good job, and politically I'm unemployed and I can't get a job." And so we had to assess how many people weren't too interested in a job or interested in an opportunity and being measured by what they do. And so we said, we think there's millions of people. I can't tell you. My father worked for somebody else most all his life. But he kept saying to me, "Get in business for yourself." From when I could remember talking to him, it was always, "Whatever you do, get in business for yourself." When Jay and I, and Jay's father had been an independent businessman all his life almost. But it was always that clarion call that we heard, because that freedom that comes with that, to sink or swim, because it's yours. It's what you did. You picked up the phone. You made the call. You put up with the ridicule. You kept this business going. And I would ask you sometimes, why? And you'd say one of the answers would be, "Because it's mine."